Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 237 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by sinking deeply into our hearts, into the devotion to know what we are. And from this place of allowing, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, into the remembrance of our truth, we take a few deep breaths, allowing the mind and body to settle into a comfortable position. Remembering, we want to have an open heart and an open mind. We are seeking only the truth. And so we go with as much self-honesty and open-mindedness as we can. I'd like to practice a Ramana Maharshi teaching. The questioner says, some men asked the master questions which ultimately resolve themselves into one, that I is not perceptible, however much they might struggle. Maharshi says, who is it that says that I is not perceptible? Is there an I ignorant and an I elusive? Are there two I's in the same person? Ask yourself these questions. It is the mind which says that I is not perceptible. Where is that mind from? Know the mind. You will find it a myth. King Janaka said, I have discovered the thief who has been ruining me so long. I will now deal with him immediately. Then I shall be happy. Similarly, it will be with others. So Ramana Maharshi asks us to look. Are there two eyes? One eye that's ignorant of the other, and one eye that is elusive, hard to find. He says it's the mind which says that I, the truth of who I am, is not perceptible. And he says that thought is a myth. If I am not the body, not the mind, not the emotions, not the thoughts, who am I? If a hand is amputated, does that change who I am? If I get amnesia and can't remember my thoughts, does that change who I am? There is only one truth of what I am, one I. What is it? We have enlightened beings that tell us we are awareness. The one aware of the myth. And from the point of view of awareness, there's freedom. Only love, joy, bliss. Let yourself see from this perspective of being only awareness. Love, bliss, eternal joy. How would it feel right now to be love, joy, peace, always? Thank you. allow yourself to remain here, resting in your truth. You are love, awareness, free. Peaceful. Thank you. abide in me as I abide in you is a request. When you say yes, it is a devotion. It is a devotional promise to listen to me, to practice with me, and to be one in my love, until you know nothing but me as me. Given from our Holy Spirit. Abide in me as I abide in you is a request. When you say yes, it is a devotion. It is a devotional promise to listen to me, to practice with me, and to be one in my love until you know nothing but me as me. abide in me as I abide in you, is a request. When you say yes, it is a devotion. It is a devotional promise to listen to me, to practice with me, and to be one in my love until you know nothing but me as me. Abide in me as I abide in you is a request. When you say yes, it is a devotion. It is a devotional promise to listen to me, to practice with me, and to be one in my love until you know nothing but me as me. Thank you. Thank you for joining for quote 237 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.